Off.
You know, as one does.
As one does.
Well, returning back to the show. On our last session, the party gathered more or less to get themselves situated in the aftermath of visiting the duchy to deal with the plague and the bodies that came with it. Olathe and Jesse underwent their seekings and learned a bit more about magic and discovered a mystery, beginning with Jesse seeing or being told about a little boy being in the woods that shouldn't have been there, and set off to discover what that was about. Slowly roping in the rest of the party until it came about that said missing little boy was in fact undergoing chrysalis, the process by which a mundane person becomes a changeling. This sparked some added controversy as he was the child of two members of Joseph's church who take a dim view on magic, to put it mildly. While the party was trying to decide exactly how to approach this particular pickle, a delegation from their changeling friends, allies, acquaintances, whatever we want to call them.
Right now, acquaintances, as long as she's in control.
Currently not a hostile kingdom.
Arrived with the news of this child needs to go with us because banality will kill him in his current state, and you don't really get a choice in that matter. They were willing to negotiate in terms of terms and conditions may apply, but with the underlying rule of this is we're not asking. He's coming with us. And it was made pretty clear that the queen, who is in charge now over the king, wasn't taking no for an answer. And if they really opted to fight this thing and to try to stop him from going, they were going to have some violence that they had a poor chance of winning because dragons. The whole council kind of got wrapped up into that, with Joseph speaking for the Jenkins' family and ultimately giving grudging approval to allow little Timothy to go with the changelings, with the very clear understanding that he's not happy about it. Which neither is the party, to be frank. But Olathe could sense a little of the old angry Joseph that you guys have not seen since the change, as he has been inexplicably friendly since the world ended. After that, the party kind of returned to town, and 3 days passed between then and now, with the probably the most noteworthy thing that happened being Olathe experimenting with higher levels of life magic,